what the training process at 826 CHI looks like in comparison.
So when you want to be a volunteer, you go to an orientation where they talk in general about what 826 does. There's a lot of different kinds of programming. So you could train to run the storefront. You could train to do copy editing. What I've trained for is to do after school tutoring, which I think is really similar to what we do at the Aqua Bowl. So to train for that, you read a handbook, you take a little test, and then you shadow a tutor and learn about what they do during sessions. And then you're free to tutor.
So it's similar in a way, but like a microcosm kind of experience. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. So when you said you read a little book, a little handbook. Yeah. So what are some of the things that are discussed in that little book?
So one of the things I think is cool is they talk about the Socratic method, asking students questions about what they're working on and what they're writing rather than being directive. So I think that compares, is pretty similar to what we do at the Aqua Bowl, because it's all about giving the person you're working with agency in their homework and their creative writing. So that's the big thing, is not trying to like tell someone what to do, but just giving them a chance to be free and write what they want.
Now, is there a line that you guys draw as to when you talk about grammar and mechanics with the students writing?
Yeah. So what we do during sessions is the first 15 or 20 minutes is all about free writing based on a prompt. We call it writing rally. And like the one I went to tutor yesterday it was write a story about an extinct animal and what you would do with it if you found it.
I want to do that.
It's really fun.
That sounds like such a fun writing exercise.
They're always really cool. Like a couple weeks ago, it was like, write a letter to Martin Luther King Jr. What would you say? What do you want to tell him? And then once every 2 months, the kids pick one of their stories and we edit it and put it in a little chapter book. So in terms of grammar and mechanics, we don't really focus on that during the writing process. It's more about just allowing the students to get their writing out and write whatever they feel, basically.
And so, I mean, we were talking about this, Brandon.